NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House is approving a measure that they hope will ward off a government shutdown. The measure pushes existing funding to mid-February and now heads to the Senate. Some Senate Republicans plan to try and hold up the funding bill in a dispute over President Biden's COVID vaccination mandate for large businesses. Colorado health officials confirmed the state's first case of the COVID-19 Omicron variant. Governor Jared Polis says the patient is a woman from Arapahoe County who had just traveled abroad.
She is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating at home.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will rely on wastewater testing and state testing sites to determine if there is any community spread. New data released by the CDC is showing that nearly 1 in 40 U.S. children are affected by autism. Data collected from 2018 shows that 2.3% of 8-year-old children fall on the autism spectrum, compared to previous data that put the figure closer to 1.9%. One Democratic congresswoman says House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is working with a Ku Klux Klan caucus. John Lobertini explains.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is accusing House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of enabling violent threats against women of color in Congress. Democrat Ilhan Omar received a racist voicemail and other Islamophobic attacks following strong words from Republican Lauren Boebert. The bad behavior in the GOP has been escalating, and questions about McCarthy's leadership are growing louder. On Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez wrote, "Kevin McCarthy is so desperate to be speaker, he's working with his Ku Klux Klan caucus."
Hulu is pulling a documentary about Astroworld after facing social media backlash. Astroworld Concert from Hell premiered on the streaming platform yesterday, but was quickly pulled following negative reactions from viewers. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.